Welkom to ons program Dit en Dort. Dit is een program waar met verschiedenste mensen gereed wordt om verschiedenste thema's. We hopen dit een interessante program voor jullie is en dat het een zeeën kon zijn. Dit en Dort wordt uitgemerkt in Rutgeschacht bij de Brik 105.9 FM uit Elmer, Ontario. Wanneer jij iemand kan, wil je geloven een interessante persoon wordt zijn, te met wingen holen hebben, bitte laat ons weten. Check on sein E-Mail to radio@msion.org. Wir wünschen Ihnen einen guten und gesegneten Tag, wo immer Sie neu sind. Nun wieder mit den Wingerholung für von dir. Willkommen in diesem Dittendort-Programm von dir. Von dir habe ich ein bisschen geredet mit Albert Lowen. Er ist der Executive Director from The Family Central. Er redet ein bisschen Plottisch, aber nicht genug, dass er sich so freut, dass er diesen Wingerholung in Plottisch tun. So, dass ich tun. Ich will ein klein bisschen davon reden, von den was Dingen, die wir eben vertraut haben, aber nicht, dass ich dort alle eben gut war. Hoffentlich kann je mir statt von dem Englisch verstehen deswegen. Albert redet von der haben je nie Karts angefangen bei der Family Central, dort die nie du auch Unkas anbieten down. Die haben ein Grant gekriegt dafür, so die siegen für Volunteers dafür und hei lud auch jeder einen an, wo die Not dafür haf, oder bloß gerade so bitte, weil du bikum checken, Port annehmen, die sind alle welkom. Und ich glaube einmal, besonders für uns Christen, besonders für plottische Menschen, einmal, als das vielleicht ihr tun, dort halb wiedergeben, in der Stadt halb annehmen. Du redest ein bisschen von, und ich glaube, das ist nur war, den war. Dort das Verken so, dort einer als Wahlenstimm den nächsten üthalten, aber wenn einer bei den Punkt kommt, wo einem halb fehlen wird, dort ist nur schwone halb fehlen. Und so jeder einer, besonders der, wird vielleicht dort ein klein bisschen schwer geht, diese Dau. Und fehlt ein bisschen halb mit bloß dort Eten oder wo immer dort ist, bloß zu Hand kommen. Die haben durch eine gute Organisation, die haben durch viele Volunteers, die gut einem üthalten wollen. Und alle sind angelegt im Porto annehmen. Und das Eten ist alle so salz gemerkt, dort ist nicht bloß angekündigt. Und das scheint Eten, was die da anbieten tun. Und wir reden noch ein bisschen von, wo einmal einige Menschen dann vielleicht dort ausnutzen sonst. Vielleicht fehlt dir dort gar nicht, aber die nutzen dort aus. Doch, aber, so ist Albert davon reden, dass wenn einer so leben wird, aus Gott einem verlangt, dass dort einer leben soll. Wenn einer so leben würde, aus Gott leben wird, dann denkt einer gar nicht daran, aus jemand dort wirklich ausnutzen wird oder nicht. Wegen dort ist nicht die Sache. Die Sache ist, Menschen live zu bewiesen, so als Jesus wird wollen haben, wie live wiesen sollen. Und ich bedanke mich an Albert, dass er ein bisschen deutlich hat, dann geredet von, weil ich glaube, einmal für uns Menschen, wir haben diese Art Gedanken in uns Verstand, wo eine vielleicht nicht mehr so reich andenken wird, wo eine vielleicht auch oder ab dem anderen Weg eben was denkt, wo eine nicht viel wird von uns haben wird. Ich glaube, viele von uns kann sagen, wie haben dort er noch gut. So ist Albert von Redendei, der hat ein 18-jähriger Ungenommen für ein Kartstout und der will ab einer Zeit dann ausfallen zum wieder in der Schule. Und dann aber fall ein dort bei, wenn er will ausfallen zum OSAP, so dort ist die Ontario Student Assistance Program und dort ist eine Art Programm, wo Studenten umgestatten wird, wo weil eine College oder University in vielleicht ein bisschen halb fehlt wegen der Geldwesen, wegen das ist nicht billig, eine College oder University. Und dann, wenn es ist, sonst dort kommt, dann fehlt einem älteren ihrer Numes oder ein erwachsener Person ihrer Numtum dort umgeschrieben. Und dann dachte du an, wo einige von uns, ich persönlich auch, und Albert sieht hei selbst, mit guten älteren sind abgewachsen. Und wir haben Menschen, die uns umgestatten tun, die uns abmuntern tun, uithalten tun, uns tauruden, immer waren Proben, immer waren Widerschaffen, wenn einem dort auch schluss geht, dort eine Kohn, eine Askenjuch, eine Aske läuft. Und das sind so eine, in einer Weise einfache Dinge, aber wichtige Dinge, wird nicht alle in der Welt haben. Und einmal für jeden, wie du fahren, wo ihr seht, wie sind dort, wie das in uns Leben haben. Und viele haben dort nicht. Und han dann en schwere Tiet in weiten ob er nicht wo han oder von wo die diese Ungestattung sollen kriegen. Und so dit sind die Menschen, wo Family Central prüft, Unge zu starten. Die prüft, live zu bewiesen in der Wach, dort die Janje, wo den Ankommen sich so feilen, der Hahn wird ihr, der Hahn wird wird. Und dort die mehr wird sein, als wird vielleicht Menschen vielleicht ernt verrechten tun. Und dort ist wichtig, wegen uns Christen, aus der Kirche, dort ist unser Gut, um den Leib wiedergeben, was Gott uns gegeben hat, und den Nächsten so leben, als er uns geleift hat, und uns noch leben wird. Und so, wir haben viel Verschiedenes geredet. Um Engdur hat Albert auch den Funummer mitgeteilt in Odras. Und Miles dort wo ich dann nicht mitteilen, dort ist ein guter Ungeholung, was wir haben. Und ich bete dort ein Segen für jüngt ist. Und ich sei war sehr dankbar zu Albert, dort er hier kommt, um mit uns ein bisschen reden. Ich wünsche all das Beste für die Family Central und für die Arbeit, was die tun. Dort ist eine wichtige und neue Arbeit. Möcht Gott dort Segen. Dankeschön für Hörchen. Welkom alle te dissen dit en dat program. Ik zie Maria Friesen met Juntia van deel. En ditmaal ha ik wat frasje juist. Ik ha Albert Lowen from the Family Central. Welkom Albert.
Dankeschön, dat zei sehr gut, om hier zijn.
So, bij Family Central. Wat is die arbeid, du würde ik zelf sagen?
Ik zie die executive director. And basically what that means is I look after kind of the big vision stuff.
Okay, so ich kann vielleicht hier in Albert kommen, was ist Plottisch und was ist Englisch? Und ich glaube, wir wollen ein bisschen dort alle vermischt hier reden, right, Albert?
Ja, wir wollen ein bisschen Deutsch, ein bisschen Englisch, das wollen wir alle schaffen.
Und du bist auch nicht bloß dort bei Family Central, bist du bist auch ein Prediger, bin einer von den Kirchen. Wo eine Kirche ist dort?
Ja, das ist in Mount Salem, der Mount Salem Community Church.
Okay, also uns freut dort, dass du Titel genommen hast, um mit uns hier reden, aber wir wollen von Family Central reden. Mhm. Der Hahn, was ist Dinge geändert, das letzte Titel? Ein von den geradsten ist nun, dort der nicht plus to Frühstück oder Mittag multit han, der han auch to unkas, ne?
Jo. So, ich wollte in Englisch tun.
Yep.
Das troubled me, das alle busig in Deutsch vertellen. So, we offer breakfast and lunch. So the idea actually, we kind of copied a little out of an MCC store that we saw out of Kitchener, where when I met with the director, he talked about, if you're going to love those who are vulnerable and those who are poor, you have to treat them with incredible dignity. And so the thrift store they had set up there, this was years ago, but it was really, it felt like you were walking into a normal store. Mm-hmm. Like you wouldn't know you were walking into a thrift store. And it was just a little something that clued into us. And so when we were starting to like, how do we love people here and how do we serve food? The normal model is just people show up, it's like a soup kitchen, something, and then you leave. And we wanted to do something where people who were struggling could show up and it didn't just feel like a handout. Because in our region especially, people don't, a lot of people, like they hate the idea that they are viewed as lazy. They may be struggling, they're battling for whatever reason, they found themselves in hard times. And so then when they show up, they still want to be viewed as a good person. And people fear judgment. And so anyway, so we started breakfast and lunch and we did that. We started June 2021. And so it's been a really good program, incredible volunteers. It's been really, really cool to see what happens when you get to know people, when you love them, you feed them well. There's all that kind of good stuff, some good relationship. And so we've just used the model, pay if you can. And so some people show up and if they have nothing, they don't pay. If some people show up and they have something, they pay, but nobody knows who's who. And I think it's really a neat model.
Yeah, I do find that interesting because I once had a conversation with someone where he felt like people potentially would take advantage. But I mentioned to him that sometimes those who really need it feel put on the spot when they have to show their need. So this makes sure that everybody has equal opportunity and doesn't feel like the spotlight is on them, if that makes sense.
So when we were in LA, we went and visited a place called Dream Center, which is like what we do at Family Central, but times 1,000. So anyways, we were in one of the devotionals there and the executive director had been challenged with exactly that. Why are you just giving stuff away? And so then he said, in a Christian context, he said, isn't the love of God extravagant? Like God pours out love when we don't deserve it, when we haven't earned it, when we have no right to receive it, and yet he pours an abundance of love. And he said, so maybe people don't grasp this, but once you understand God's love, then we choose out of an abundance of love to love people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helped change my perspective even on it, because you struggle with it. You're like, well, how much do you want to just hand out? And because there is a lot of theories and there's a lot of study on what works and what doesn't. But that really helped me go, no, I'm not doing this as a handout. I'm doing this because God's love changed my life and I want to love others the way God loved me. And one thing that people need to do is eat.
Yeah.
And
yes.
What if you think about it from a different perspective, if somebody doesn't have food, if you've raised children who are hungry, they're angry.
Yep.
They're grumpy. They're not nice people. And so when you think about even from a basic society thing, when people are fed, they're not going to steal something to eat.
That's right.
They're going to find a way to eat. And so I always feel like there's also a little like logical piece of, why would you be like, no, you stay hungry. Mm-hmm. Well, like, is that really going to change things? Like, is that the way? And especially for those of us who are Christians, it was God's love that changed us. And so then when we think about trying to produce change in community, you go, okay, well, they have to know we love them. And then you try to build opportunities for people to achieve their goals.
Yeah.
Very few people ever are like, man, I hope I can, you know, eat at Family Central every day. Nobody wants that.
No.
Right? So.
Yeah. And generally, you know, sure, there might be one or two who might take advantage of it, but that is less likely. And it's just, it opens it up to anybody and everybody who needs the help without making them feel less than.
But again, we got to compare ourselves to God.
Okay.
So what does taking advantage of it mean?
Okay.
Like,
so
what are we dealing with?
As if you don't need it, but you're going there because you are trying to then save up or trying to reserve your money for other things rather than for buying food. So taking advantage as in using something that could have gone to someone else who needs it more.
So how would God respond to us doing that?
So to us being the ones taking advantage or...
Well, when we look at that and we go to God and we're like, we're not ready to deal with this. We're not ready to deal with this sin, but I keep going back to God and I keep wanting his grace.
Hmm.
What does he do with that? Is he at some point just say, well, you know what? If you're not going to deal with your anger or your gossip, you're out. Like, come on. Like, you got to look. Okay. Yeah. So in your story, let's go with that. We'll go, okay. So somebody, they're clearly in a good headspace.
Okay.
Is what you're presenting.
Yeah.
They're desperately trying to save up. And so then as part of their attempt to save up, they're struggling to both save up and eat nutritiously.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they're utilizing this program. Is that a long-term, like with a story, with a person you identified, I'm guessing that's not long-term.
Yeah.
But this is something that, especially in our German culture, like wie dich, wie schaffen sie ja. Right?
Yes.
I mean, Großpapa and Großmama, they schaffen sie in Mexiko, ich bin geboren in Mexiko, they schaffen up for mean, Mom and Dad haben sie geschafft. And so I know in our German heritage, they struggle with this. Why are you just giving food? And so then we have to go back and we go, okay, well, what's your theology? So your belief in God, is the grace you are given, is that earned? It is not.
No.
It is extravagant. Okay, so when I'm a sinner and when I am living a life that is in whatever way destructive, God will continue to pour grace on, not because he must, but because he's hoping that the love of God will move me to actually overcome whatever I'm battling with. See, it's not God's wrath. God doesn't use fear. He's not just like, change or going to hell. Change or you're going to hell. He says, no, I love you. I love you. I love you. And when you're loved, you change. Think about it. When you are first dating somebody or when you're married, that love changes you. It impacts you.
Yes.
So now you look at this person. Okay, well, why are they so scared of running out of food? Why are they so worried as they save up? I doubt it's because they're Yitzhak. Yitzhak people are way too proud. Mm. There are some that are going to be somewhat, you know, Yitzhak, and they'll. But the amount of pride you have to lose to just go take handouts, most people struggle with that, especially from our heritage and kind of what the listening audience here. That most people aren't. They don't want handouts.
No, it's always a struggle to come out and get that.
Right. So if you're showing up there, then the church's response, and you read it from Genesis to Revelation, God is endlessly looking after the poor.
Yes.
He would tell the farmers, he would say, you know, the outside few rows of your crops, leave them for people to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And he never gave conditions. He never said, well, they have to be widows or they have to just be the right kind of poor people, because he knew the way we are wired is that we don't change unless we're loved. And so a lot of people, when they end up in a down spot, they are judged by their family. They're judged by those around them. They feel very isolated. And so maybe they show up to supper, they show up to food, and they feel valued for the first time. And maybe that value convinces them that maybe I should try to make an improvement in my life.
Yes.
And even if there are those taking advantage of it, why would we destroy it for those who desperately need it, just for the four that want to take advantage of it? So what? Come and get free food. You show up.
Yes. I think this is one of those things that's so ingrained that I don't think I even ever question myself why I question that.
Right.
So sometimes to have that explained in such a way reminds me that some of these thoughts or beliefs or things that we just kind of, it's so ingrained in us, we don't question them anymore. It just becomes part of our viewpoint. And so I appreciate you taking the time to explain that, because it kind of reminds me of these right. biases that maybe sometimes are lingering that we aren't even aware of ourselves.
Right.
So, because you hear of this and then you just kind of adopt it and you just kind of have that perspective and you right. don't think that, you know what, that's not the way God intended for it to be.
Right. Well, and so for me, one of the big changes we had was early on, we had an 18-year-old move into our house. Mm-hmm. And so as that 18-year-old started developing, because he had gone through foster care and that's all his own story. But as he started developing, he wanted to apply to some schooling. And it, all of a sudden it was like, well, when he applies for OSAP, he's going to need parents.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to need cosign. Where does somebody get that? And so like for me, at least, I look at it and I go, I had two loving parents who worked their butts off for me.
Mm-hmm.
I had a whole social circle of people who battled for me. I've been at Family Central long enough now to know that there are so many people in the world who have no one.
Yeah.
And so then they go, well, why don't you just go to school? Man, I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
Right. I wish it was that easy that I could just pick up and just go to school. Who's going to sign the papers for me? Who's going to encourage me? Who's going to tell me that I'm enough? Yeah. Who, when I fail a test, is going to say, get up, let's go again. We're going to help you. Like, and so many people don't have this. And so I think as churches, we have to really go, okay, well, if we actually want to be a part of ending poverty or ending people's, you know, housing crisis, all that, we got to do something about it.
Yeah.
If God had just stood up there and been like, hey, man, it really sucks these guys are stuck in sin, but ugh, that sucks. Yeah. He had to do something.
Yeah.
So he sent his son, and his son lived a life and battled for us, died, took our punishment. And then he says, now love others like that. So what does it look like the next time you drive by a homeless person? What does it look like to love that person like that?
Hmm.
Not to love that person, to love the person like Jesus loved you.
It brings me back to that one video I once saw where it said that Jesus loved Judas so right. well that even the disciples didn't know he was the betrayer at that right. Last Supper.
It's wild.
It is.
Yeah.
Like the disciples had no idea who it was, even though Judas had been among them the whole time, and Jesus knew, and he loved so well that they had no idea.
Right.
And to love like that, I mean, that's just something we can just work towards every day.
Right. And I think that's kind of the model that we really work with Family Central, with staffing, with everybody that's there, as you, our volunteers. Like you try to, I don't have the full solution to a lot of this. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend, just follow. I don't know. I don't know how to deal with housing prices. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to deal with a lot of the stuff that's happening. What I know is people need to be loved. And so we're like, okay, well, that part we can do.
So they come to Family Central, they will be loved.
That's exactly it.
And so you have offered you have added the dinner service. So what are the times for the different meal services?
So I would say that things may change over the next couple of months as okay. we learn. So breakfast and lunch is 9 to 1.
Okay.
And so that's kind of when we're open. Supper right now, I believe, is 4:30 to 6 or 6:30.
Okay.
But again, this literally launched a week ago.
And so it's like trial run. You're still kind of figuring out what works.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's going to be going. The supper service isn't a trial run. I just don't want to declare and everybody's like, well, you said they were. Yeah, we're trying to figure out when the best time is. Because a big thing with supper and why we applied for this grant. So supper started because we got a Trillium grant. And so we're very grateful for that.
Nice. Okay.
We got to announce that. And so they've given us a 3-year window to really be able to work on this.
Okay.
And the goal was, okay, so if somebody is really struggling, they're likely working. So then everything mm-hmm. we do helps them nothing because they can't come during the day for anything.
Yeah.
And so the target with this is really trying to help people who are struggling to stay afloat, who are struggling to, you know, pay bills. Those are the people we're really trying to target with this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a tough audience, right? Because they have pride. I'm working hard. And I think that's one thing that's really hard. I know in Christian circles, we are very good at helping others, very poor at receiving help. And I think there's a lot of people, and I hope if some people are listening to this, like the only way we as a community ever succeed is if we're willing to also receive help.
Yeah.
And so if people are struggling, that's who we want this for. Yes, come on out with your family. Come out with your kids. Come out for a good night. Leave what you can. You don't have to feel like you have to leave nothing. Don't feel mm-hmm. like a charity case. You're not. This is us loving the way God called us to love. And that's it. There's no hidden agenda. There's no tricks. You show up. If you want to give something cool. If you don't, you eat. There's not a huge menu, right? If you've never been, I guess, we, for the most part, we'll be serving one thing that night. And maybe,
but it's usually home cooked, right?
It's home cooked. Yeah. We try to be healthy. But yeah, so that's kind of the heart behind it. And so then we, like we've done in the past, the Corner Cupboard has tried to do some creative things with that, a few other organizations. So we try to partner and figure out how do you best love and serve the people in our region. Mm-hmm. And so.
Yep. And the need is just constantly growing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think I will take too much time, but if you don't mind, the address of the Family Central. Yep. And if anybody has questions or is curious about volunteering, is there a number they can call?
Absolutely. So the address is 62 Talbot Street East. If you're from Elmer, it's the big gray building. At the other corner is the CIBC. For the phone number, I believe is 765-2444 or 509-765-2444. Email admin@thefamilycentral.ca, or if you just visit www.thefamilycentral.ca, it'll give you all of this information. We're definitely looking for volunteers for evening shifts, and then we also continually do daytime shifts. And so typically the shifts are 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're able to do, whether you can do once a week, once a month. I think one of my favorite parts is walking through the building and hearing the chatter of the volunteers. It's a pretty cool place to volunteer, and if they're interested, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, it's a great community to support. All right, thank you so much for your time, Albert.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.